latest effort to improve highway safety focuses on automatic emergency braking. In this podcast, Fred Andersky, Director of Government and Industry Affairs and Technical Training at Bendix, will explain AEB technology and talk about how Bendix views the proposed regulation. I'm Denise Rondini. Welcome to Truck Talk with Bendix. This podcast series will help you better understand key topics in the commercial trucking industry. Fred, thanks for joining me to talk about the latest vehicle safety efforts. It's been a while since we chatted.
Yes, it has, Denise. So it's really good to be back with you on Truck Talk.
I think a good place to start is with an explanation of what automatic emergency braking is. Please tell us how AEB works.
So automatic emergency braking, Denise, is really the technical reference for what we've called collision mitigation braking or collision mitigation technology for the last few years. And this is our Bendix Wingman and Wingman Fusion systems. And basically, these utilize sensors, typically a radar, and as in the case of the Fusion system, a camera. These work together to detect what's going on out in front of the vehicle. And if a forward vehicle starts to slow down or starts to do something, these technologies or these sensors feed that information into the electronic control unit, which then reacts. And the way the system intervenes is, first of all, by providing the driver's alerts following collision warning, which we call the impact alert, as well as following distance alerts that let the driver know the gap between his or her truck and the forward vehicle is closing. But they can also intervene by reducing throttle or engaging the brakes as necessary to help mitigate a potential collision. Now, typically, there's two parts to these systems. There's adaptive cruise control, which helps the vehicle maintain a gap between the truck and the forward vehicle. And then there is collision mitigation braking.
So what are the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration proposing when it comes to automatic emergency braking?
Well, this is what they're going to call a new Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standard, or FMVSS. And it's going to be number 128 for those of you who are keeping track out there. And basically, what the agency is doing is proposing that vehicles class 3 to 8, so everything greater than 10,000 pounds gross vehicle weight, be equipped with a collision mitigation system or an automatic emergency braking system. So this is everything that would be included in heavy trucks. And interestingly, not just tractors here, Denise, but vocational vehicles as well. So we're talking a pretty broad spectrum of vehicles that are going to require this. Now, this is also a joint notice of proposed rulemaking that's coming from both the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. So you kind of got both ends of the regulatory spectrum for trucking that are sponsoring this. And basically, in a nutshell, it's going to require that the system apply the brakes as well as provide a forward collision warning at about 6.2 kilometers per hour or greater in terms of speed. And along with the proposal, there are also tests that the system or that the regulators will expect the vehicles to be able to pass and to ensure that the system is operating properly. And we'll talk a little bit about those a little bit later in it. But basically, in terms of timing, the rule is looked at to come out for vehicles that are covered under the Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standard 136, which is the stability control mandate that came out a number of years back. And for these vehicles, they're going to be looking at 3 years after the final rule comes out. And then for non-FMVSS 136 vehicles, 4 years. And for some of the small final stage manufacturing and alterers, about 5 years out. Now, just real quick on that FMVSS 136, the vehicles covered in that mandate were class 7 and 8 tractors, as well as motor coaches. And then the last key point to hit on, which is always a good thing, is that there will be no retrofit requirement. So this is going to be for new trucks that come out when those dates are finalized.
So, Fred, why is Bendix supporting the proposal to add a new FMVSS for the automatic emergency braking?
Well, I think there's probably three good reasons for that, Denise. First of all, the technology is a proven technology, okay? This isn't something that's just come out recently. You might recall back in 2009, Bendix came out with the Wingman ACB system. And then in 2011, we came out with the Wingman Advanced system, which is our collision mitigation technology. And that evolved into the Fusion system. So it's been out there for a while. So not a new technology. Number two, it's proven from the fleets that have used it that they have seen reductions in the number of rear-end collisions they're experiencing, which is what this technology is really designed to help mitigate. And so, in other words, not only is it a technology that's been around and for a while, it's also a technology that the agencies acknowledge works. And so it is useful. Now, it's important to keep in mind that it may not work in all situations and all conditions, but for the most part, the agency sees a performance aspect that it likes. And then the third really gets to the agency side of it, in that the agency has found, and we actually talk about this in one of the blogs we have out on the Knowledge Doc, but has found that there is a financial benefit to a regulation along these lines. So in a nutshell, it's been around. It's a technology that's proven. It's a technology that works, and it's a technology that delivers a return.
I can see why Bendix is supporting this, but I understand there's some reservations about it as well. Can you talk a little bit about what your concerns are?
Absolutely. You know, from our standpoint, it's a good first step in terms of getting these technologies out there. But Denise, this is where the issue really comes into play, because stability control isn't necessarily readily available on class 3 to 6, which tend to be more hydraulically braked vehicles, as well as the fact that, I bring up stability control because, as we've talked in the past, this is the foundation for the collision mitigation technologies or the automatic emergency braking systems that are out there. So if stability control is not readily available, it's going to be difficult to fit collision mitigation technologies onto these vehicles. So that's going to take some time. It's not that it can't be done, but it's going to take some time in order to be able to do that. And I think the other side of the coin that needs to be looked at, especially when we talk about vocational vehicles, is the fact that not all applications, in other words, the different uses for vocational vehicles, are going to be, capable of being equipped with collision mitigation technologies. Because remember, we talked about the sensors, the radar, the camera. These things have to be able to see out in front. And when you think of some applications, and my favorite and the one that seems to get referenced a lot is the snowplow. You know, if the radar is mounted on the on the bumper, you know, in the center of the truck and low, and you have a snowplow in front of it, well, that's going to kind of act to block the radar. And so the system may not be able to work in that particular application. So Congress really mandated that NHTSA come out with this regulation, but they focused the mandate on the FMVSS 136 vehicles, those class 7 and 8 highway tractors and motor coaches. I think that's a good place for the agency to start and should build their timelines a little bit longer for those vehicles that don't meet those particular or not included in that FMVSS 136 regulation.
So, Fred, we all know that drivers are extremely important in the successful adoption of technology. Can you talk about the driver's role in trucks equipped with these advanced driver assistance systems, including AEBS?
Absolutely. Drivers still need to drive, and they still need to drive safely. They need to be paying attention to what's going on out there. These technologies are not autopilot-type technologies. These technologies are driver assistance systems. Therefore, they're designed to help the driver, but not replace the driver out on the road. And it's important to remember, because there's a lot of hype out there, especially in the automotive area about, and actually in the trucking area too, about driverless trucks or autonomous trucks. And this is not that technology. This is technology that you're using today and which will continue to evolve in the future, but it's still driver assistance, not driver replacement.
You talked a little bit about AEBS and vocational trucks. Can you talk a little bit more about how this ruling is going to impact vocational trucks?
Yeah, I think the key thing on it is that it's going to, you know, as we talked about, it's going to bring a lot more applications and a lot more vehicles into utilizing this really kind of proven technology, which is a good thing. It's also going to bring into the fold, you know, some vehicles that are just starting to see this technology come out or be available, such as school buses. So getting those vocational vehicles into the mix is a good thing to that end result.
Fred, thanks for explaining the nuances of automatic emergency braking and sharing the recommendations Bendix has for implementing the technology. I've been speaking with Fred Andersky, Director of Government and Industry Affairs and Technical Trainer at Bendix. It's been great chatting with you, Fred.
Always a pleasure talking with you, Denise. Take care.
Subscribe to Truck Talk with Bendix on Apple Podcasts or Google Play and discover how Bendix solutions can help you improve performance, increase safety, and lower your total cost of ownership. To learn more about Bendix products, visit knowledge-doc.com. That's knowledge-doc.com. You'll also find an archive of previous episodes of this podcast. I'm Denise Rondini. Thank you for listening to Truck Talk with Bendix.